Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. We're holding him in Nochis Daf Tzadik Aleph. Throughout this Daf, starting ready for the previous Daf, we're learning the Inyan of Nesachim. Nesachim is the wine that comes with the Korbanos. And Dover Niflam is bringing us to see that Nesachim were given to Am Yisrael only after the Parsha of the Meraglim. What's the pshat that Nesachim were given only after Parsha of the Meraglim? Now the Sfarno, there's a fascinating Sfarno. The Sfarno says that before Chet HaEgel, there was no Nesachim at all. After Chet HaEgel, there was Nesachim for Korbanos Tzibur. And after Chet HaMeraglim, that's when came Nesachim for the Korbanos of the individual as well. So what does all this mean? So the Sfasemes and Pasha Shlach, Tafresh Mintes, and the Shem Yishmuel and Pasha Shlach, Tafresh Ayin Beis, they both say a very similar idea. They explain that Nesachim represents the body, while the behemoth that comes to the Mizbeach, that represents something which is higher. Because the behemoth has a nefesh. The behemoth has a nefesh chiyunis, referring to it something which is more ruchni, more spiritual. But the Nesachim, where did the wine come from? The wine comes from the ground. Comes from Davar Tzomeach. So it's more physical. So the Sfasemes tells us, before the Meraglim, Am Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were living a life of spirituality. They had everything coming from Shemaim. And this is the main reason why the Meraglim did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because the Meraglim felt, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to lose that spiritual milo. We're going to be in a much more physical world. That was where the chet was, where they felt they're not going to be able to handle it in a more physical world. Adds the Sfasemes, it brings the Gemara that says that some call him, anybody who davens without tefillin, so it's as if he was makriv ha'oilu b'loi mincha and ha'zevach b'loi nesachim. Person who davens, but doesn't do to put tefillin, he's missing the nesachim of the korban. What does that mean? When a person davens, that's his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillin is the oilu ha'maisa, the mitzvah he has to do with his body. It's not enough to have the words, the connection, which is more ruchni. You have to have your physical avodah as well. So a korban without nesachim is a korban where you have the more spiritual thing, but you're missing the physical. When you're having a korban without a nesachim, you're having the more spiritual, but you're missing the more physical. So the Shem Yishmuel takes this idea further, and he says that the avodah of Klal Yisrael was defined as they're going in the Midbar. Because when they were in the Midbar, they're living a life of Ruchnius that may have continued that way. Mashiach would come, would be a whole different life. But when they did the Chet HaEgel, they lost some of that Maile Ruchnius that they had. So he goes on to say, based on the Maharal, what was Chet HaEgel? Chet HaEgel is when Am Yisrael still has Shem Knesset Yisrael. Am Yisrael as the Umost is still one, still intact. So he says, therefore, after Chet HaEgel, now they had to come and take care of the more physical. But Am Yisrael as a whole was good enough to take care of all the individuals. So therefore there was Nesachim only in Korbanos Tzibur, not in Korbanos Yachid. Because the individuals were able to fix their body or what's needed to be fixed in their body by connection to Klal Yisrael. But after Chet HaMeraglim, then Am Yisrael lost the Shem Knesset Yisrael. They lost the connection. And you can add to the Shem Yishmuel, what's brought down, it's basically based on the Vilna Goyen, that the Iker connection of Am Yisrael is through Eretz Yisrael. That's when they have Bris Shvatim, the connection of all the Shvatim together. And when they do Chet HaMeraglim, they lost a little bit of the Maila of Eretz Yisrael because they did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So they're missing the Maila of the Klolius. Now each individual has to take care of his physical needs in Ruchnius. Now Nesachim come to every Korban Yachid. So Yimeila comes out like this. Nesachim represents the fact that we're not taking care of only the spiritual needs, but also the physical comes and is participating and needs to be misukon. And it's also part of Avodas Hashem. And Am Yisrael in the Midbar slowly came and defined that Avodah. And when they were in Chet HaEgel, they still had the Shem Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael as a whole was able to fix each individual. But when they came to Chet HaMeraglim, that was lost, and that chelik, they have to come now, that each individual brings a korban, that needs to bring the sakim, to take care of his avodah, that has to do with the body, with the guf. And that's why, dafkar, after Chet HaMeraglim, that's what comes the whole parsha of Nesachim, because then it applies, that now we have to fix all the physical, all the guf, and that is participating in avodas Hashem. V'yesh oid le'ayim b'davar omikseh. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.